Welcome to Just Hair Me Out, a podcast about love, life, and hair. I'm Barbara. I've spent over 38,000 hours coloring hair.
Hi, I'm Demetra, and I've spent over 1,000 weeks with scissors in my hands.
With 50 clients a week in our chairs and 22 years on our feet, doing hair is not our hobby, it's our hustle. We've navigated salon politics and then opened salon suites of our own in 2020. We choose dogs over kids, skinny marks over beer, and we've only fired 3 clients.
Each.
Welcome back to Just Hair Me Out. Today we are talking about pink flags.
Ooh.
So a lot of people, it seems, on the internet think a pink flag is like a red flag for dating, I'm talking about. So they think it's like a red flag, but not as bad as a red flag. Like red means, oh my God, no. Mm-hmm. And a pink flag means, I don't really like it, but it's not terrible. I would like to differ. I think a pink flag is when you are dating a guy, a woman is dating a guy, and a pink flag is an indication that he is probably a gay man and therefore not really that interested in you. Do you agree?
Yeah, definitely. Which, you know, it's kind of bizarre, though, in today's day and age, because so many people, it's so much more open or accepted, or for men to still do that is so weird to me.
I know. You know? I was going to say, it's like, it's becoming, thankfully, less of a big deal for people to just be out. But,
yeah. I actually know a few people, a few, not one, not two. More than two, at least 3 people that were married for a long time, had kids, and their husbands ended up being gay.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like it happened all of a sudden. They were gay the whole time. And, you know, we're living these double lives because whatever it may be, their family and, you know, again, this is like a while ago. If you think about it, if they were married 30 years ago, different times than now.
Yeah.
But I still think there is a little bit of that. Especially because there is also this big culture on being bisexual, too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that. So I would consider that a pink flag. If you're dating someone, that's a pink flag if he likes to go both ways, too, right?
Yeah. But yeah, societal pressures, religion, that's a big one. Some people feel that it is not okay. And it's not even necessarily trying to dupe somebody. I think it's also like trying to somehow change yourself, which is a very sad idea. But some people think, you know, it's not okay for them to feel that way. So yeah. Also, one of my girlfriends, who I think has been a beard many times, didn't know what a beard was. Have you heard this term? Beard?
Like a beard?
Yeah. You don't know either. Okay.
No, I don't know.
A woman who is a beard is a woman who is either, with her knowledge or not, a romantic partner, date, wife, in order to make other people think that that guy is straight when he's not.
She knows about it.
It could be either.
Oh.
I think a lot of times it's like you know about it.
But why would you want to cover that up?
For example, say you were from a really religious family.
Mm-hmm.
Say, you know, they don't really approve of your lifestyle. And so you don't necessarily hang out with them a ton. But say you are going to go to a family wedding. If you're a gay man, you might, if your whole family thinks that being gay is horrible, you might take a girl as your date.
That's been going on forever. Yeah.
Well, that's a beard. But also, like, say you're in high school and you don't want anyone to know. I mean, I think these days it might be more cool to be gay than straight. But anyway.
Yeah, I think they think they're gay and they're not.
But people, like when I went to high school, you know, I might have been somebody's beard, actually. Anyway.
I know I was. I've had several gay friends of mine ask me to go with them to things.
Yes.
And I was like, of course, absolutely. But I knew they were gay and I knew why they were asking me.
Yeah, well, they might be trying to dupe, you know, family or...
Oh, they were. They were,
society.
For sure.
I don't know.
Absolutely. I mean, you got to remember.
There's a lot more beards in the South, because in the South, it's less acceptable.
Yeah.
I would say.
It's so crazy to me. I don't know. You know, because I think sometimes people look at it as a more sexual thing, but I have a lot of, you know, gay and lesbian friends, and it really has nothing to do with sex at all. It has everything to do with just love and finding that person who you enjoy. You know, not everything is always about sex, you know, yeah. When you find your partner, you know, and I think as you get older too, there's different things you're looking for when it comes to companionship.
Yeah.
Just saying, kind of throwing it out there, you know, because I keep saying that, like, I think my best companion would be a gay man. Mm. Seriously, like, we both love to dress sharp. We would probably both love to shop. Now here, I might be stereotyping here, but my gay friend, who I love, who has not spoken to me for some odd reason, George, I'm calling you out. I still love you. Both of us, we love to dress and eat and garden, and we loved everything. He was the best partner for me, the best. Just he was gay, and we were basically both into men, which was awesome. You know, so we'd go out and be like, oh my God, he's so hot. You know, so I was a good wingman for him.
Yeah.
If you get, well, you get what I'm trying to say. And not, I don't mean a gay guy as in has sexual relations. When I say like a partnership, like grow old, like sometimes, you know, some people don't, you still have companionship and a partnership with someone, but that's like your best friend, you know? Yeah. And to me, I feel like that might be my best bet right now. Pink flag, bring it on. I'm just saying.
Also, I'm saying that if people are bisexual, whoever you choose as a partner, then everyone else just automatically thinks you're that, whether it's straight or gay. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So it is a really personal thing. But, okay, when it comes to pink flags, you kind of need to know these things ahead of time if your partner has stronger desires for the other sex. You know what I mean?
Well, I know this couple, and they're young. And she's only into guys, and so is her boyfriend. Well, he likes her too, so her boyfriend's bisexual, but she's okay with it. She knew that when they first met in high school. Now they're like in their mid-20s, and they've been together maybe like 6 years now. So when they met in high school, she knew that about him, that he was bisexual. She was okay with it. So yeah. I really think like your person will be your person regardless. So like not having to hide something and just be truly 100% yourself is what's going to make you find your person. When we sit here and continue to lie to ourselves and everybody else in the world, you know, and you pretend to a woman like, no, I'm totally into women and not both sexes, give her the chance to say that if she's okay with it or not. Because if she is, then guess what? You just found your person. Now you're lying and you're starting this relationship bad when you're really into one more than the other, or right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Also, I was on a mission to find out, what do you call a lesbian who has a straight man as her beard? Like, what's a beard for a lesbian?
Oh.
Turns out on the internet, which is always right, they say purse.
Yeah. That actually makes sense.
So, and also in the U.S., they call it a merkin.
Wait, we talked about the merkin already. That's like the comb over toupee for your vagina.
Yeah, or a guy. It's pubic hair. It's a pubic hair wig.
Oh, okay. So for men or women, whoever wants to attach a hairpiece to their genitals. So basically they're saying they're a merkin?
Yeah.
Do you want to be my merkin?
I think that sounds really awful.
Yeah,
and like it does. You would have bad hair. Anyhow, okay. So pink flags. If somebody is extremely homophobic, they're probably gay. Extremely. I'm saying like violently so.
Why?
Because what? Why would you hate something so much unless it's part of you that you don't like?
Why would you not like it?
Heard this expression? Called you don't see things as they are, you see things as you are.
Yes,
it's off that premise.
Okay,
so say somebody grew up in a super religious household, they have gay tendencies, they feel like it's not okay. every time
they're fighting
their
demons.
When they see a gay man living his life and being out and being happy, they hate them.
Yeah.
And it's not about the guy.
Yeah. It's because they're not able to do it.
Right.
For themselves. Right.
Yeah. Probably gay. Also, if you can tell that the person you're, if you're a woman and you're dating a man and he has the app Grindr, he's gay.
No, you didn't. No,
yes. No. So Grindr is how gay guys get to meet up for casual hookups. Is that correct? In your vernacular?
Yeah. So you got to look for Grindr on their phone.
So I was at a bar with one of my good friends who is a guy who's on Grindr, and he like just turned on his phone and was opened the app in the bar. And anyone who has a profile in the bar showed all the faces of people who have a profile and how far away from you they are. So when you're at a gay bar, you can see everybody's profile picture. So you can also see who has a picture that doesn't really look like them. And anyway, this one that said, the top one said 0 feet away. And he was like looking under his bar stool. He's like, where is this guy? What's happening? It was the bartender.
Oh my God. That's awesome. Wait, yeah. I'm surprised that actual regular dating apps don't have that. That would be great.
I know. Well, except for stalkers. That'd be scary.
Oh.
Also, pink flag, just putting this out there. If your boyfriend is complimenting other women's clothes and not their body, that usually means they're gay.
Yes. Told you, shopping. They like to shop. They have good fashion sense.
Also, when they talk about female anatomy, about how gross it is, okay. That's a flag. That's magenta. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because let's be honest, like, your stuff isn't pretty. Oh, yeah. Okay. All now, right. Demetra, I have been trying so hard not to tell you.
I'm not gay.
It's okay. I already tried to date her. It didn't work. So I have been trying so hard not to tell you this all week so that I could wait for now. There is a new show. Actually, it's not new. It's on HBO. Mm-hmm. Do you have HBO?
No, but I might have to get it. What is it? Tell me.
It's a British.
I just downloaded Peacock, by the way, last night. I'm like loading them all up. Okay, there's HBO.
Yes, a British dating show on mm-hmm. HBO called Naked Attraction. So people are like each person that plays the game, so to speak, is mm-hmm. choosing from 6 naked people.
But they don't see the face. It's like neck down.
Okay, so there's 6 options, and they're standing in, they call them pods, but it's like a big box. And mm-hmm. so first, they take the covering up to their waist. So you can only see their lower half of their body. And it's like full frontal. Everything is out there. And you have to eliminate one person based on their naked crotch, okay, basically. And then it goes up to neck, and you get to eliminate somebody else. Then they show their faces, eliminate somebody else. Then they get to talk. You get to ask them a question, and then you eliminate somebody. And then when it's down to 2 people, then the person choosing goes away, and they have to take their clothes off and get naked and come back and talk to their last 2 naked options and choose one to go on a date with. And there is every scenario you can imagine. I just saw that the next episode is like a couple who wants to add another woman, I think, into their mix. So there's like, there's straight people. I haven't seen like super old people.
So the couples choosing together.
Yeah. I haven't seen that one yet though. But you know, there's like lesbians, there's bi, there's gay. It is wild.
So this is basically based on those that are more vain, maybe, and care about someone's body before their mind and
maybe. I mean, it's supposed to be like a social experiment, I don't think anyone's surprised that more often than not, they don't enjoy each other on a date. But sometimes it's as little as like, I mean, I can't believe that sometimes they eliminate someone based on their pubic hair, like too much, too little, whatever. And it's like, that is so temporary. Like, what is the big deal?
Yeah. Yeah, but it might show a form of if this person keeps themselves well groomed, which means hygiene and so forth.
Yeah. So kinda like sometimes matters. They judge people on their feet and their like upkeep of their feet and things like that.
I would. That's similar to teeth.
And I'm thought about saying. You because they talk a lot about teeth.
Told you. See, I'm not the only one.
You're right. Anyway. Showing your pearly whites. It is hilarious. And sometimes they ask them to turn around so you can see their butt. It is wild. I have never seen. Okay. And also, like, as an American, like, we're kind of prude people. Let's be honest. Like, we don't somehow we get offended by, like, naked statues, etc. Mm-hmm. So because these people are British, they're a little bit less overly modest. I don't even know what the word is. But it's interesting to see a bunch of naked people and they're not in a sexual scenario. Do you know what I'm saying? Because otherwise Americans only see naked people if they're getting it on, like whether it's porn or TV or whatever. So anyway, interesting. And
very
most Brits are not circumcised.
Really?
Yeah. Who knew?
I think that's a very big European in general.
Yeah.
Especially if you're born over there and not here.
Yeah.
If you're born here, they.
Yeah. Yeah. It's more automatic.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But anyway, I also wanted to point out when it comes to pink flags, there are certain things that I think are misconceptions. Like if a guy, when I was a teenager, they called it if you're metrosexual. And basically if a guy is like really into a skin routine or maybe he even wears like eyeliner, I don't know. Or really finicky about his hairstyle or overly concerned with their clothes or doesn't like sports. And just, I definitely think those things don't have anything to do with a person being gay or straight.
Yeah, I agree.
It's like, all right, folks, if you have any pink flags that we have not brought up, please email us at justhearmeoutpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
Have a good one. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please subscribe or follow. And please leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Lastly, follow us on social media for clips of past and future episodes. All our accounts are listed in the show notes below. Thanks so much for listening.